You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from PNG Field. We're getting set for game three in this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from PNG Field as the Bay Sox are really trying to start some sort of run. Some sort of big string to get things rolling in terms of just consecutive wins. Bowie has not gone in either direction really too much at all this season. The Bay Sox have never put together a streak of more than two wins or two losses at any point here in 2023. And that's why, at the very least, they're still sitting in the middle of the pack in what's so far looking like a very, very tightly contested Southwest Division, but it's going to be on the Bay Sox today to hopefully try and get the start of some sort of rally going in terms of consecutive wins. And if they can pull that off today, then they'll definitely be set up for what should be an extremely tough two-week homestand coming up next week, starting with Richmond and then moving on to Erie, because those are the two top teams, or two of the top teams in the Southwest Division that the Bay Sox are really going to need to be careful about when they play for two straight weeks at home. But it was a big win yesterday afternoon for the Bay Sox, capitalized by some early offense out of Kobe Mayo and Zach Watson, and some consistent offense from the likes of Dante Williams as well. Williams had a career-high 4 RBI day in a 9-3 win for Bowie, most runs scored by the Bay Sox in a single game this season, as they were able to lean on Carlos Tavera for a little bit. Tavera just missed out on getting into a win. He only fired 4 1/3 innings and eventually walked 3 batters. That's what really spoiled his afternoon. Connor Gillespie came in, though, and fired 4 innings on the back end. He did give up a run in the 9th, but at that point, the Bay Sox were already well in command of the contest. They didn't need to worry at that the rest of the way. But the offense looked good yesterday, and that was something that the Bay Sox needed to get back to, because in their two games previously, they had only scored 3 total runs, and one of those runs was on an error. So today, they need to be on top of their game even more so, because they're going up against a good starting pitcher in Jared Jones. We'll talk about him in a second, but let's get you set up with the numbers ahead of today's game, as Bowie comes in for game number 12. A 5-6 record for the Bay Sox, a 1-game winning streak. Bay Sox are 4-6 over the last 10, and 3-2 when playing on the road. Altoona comes in for game number 12 as well, a 4-7 record, a 1-game losing streak. The Curve are 4-6 over the last 10 as well, and 1-4 when playing in front of home crowds here at PNG Field in Altoona. In the Southwest Division, the Bay Sox are tied for third with the Erie Seawolves and the Harrisburg Senators. All three teams are at 5-6 in the season, and they're all 2 games out of first place. Akron and Richmond are both tied for first at 7-4 on the year. Altoona at 4-7 is the lone team in sixth in the Southwest Division. They are 3 games out of first place at the moment. Let's focus on today's starting pitching matchup. It'll be Justin Armbruster going for Bowie, while Jared Jones will get the start for Altoona. Starting with Jones, right-hander is set to make his third start with the Curve. Number 11 prospect in the Pirates organization per MLB Pipeline has moved slowly through the Pirates system, but he's going at a pretty consistent pace. It's not too rushed, not too slow in any capacity. He allowed a pair of earned runs in 4 2/3 against New Hampshire in his first start of the season, and then 4 innings of one-run baseball against Erie. So his numbers are pretty much the most normal of any pitcher that we've seen for Altoona yet this season. A 3.12 ERA in 8 2/3 innings, 9 strikeouts, 6 walks. He did have the most walks allowed in the Pirates organization among starters with High A Greensboro last season. So we'll have to see if the walks are still a bit of an issue for him, because again, 6 walks and 8 2/3, still small enough that you could almost hand wave it away. We'll just have to see if the Bay Sox are as patient as they were yesterday. There were a ton of walks in yesterday's game. It was a little bit odd to see. There were 16 total walks in the contest. But it's a good fastball for Jones. He can get it up into the 90s, high 90s specifically, sometimes hitting 99. So the Bay Sox might have to keep their eyes peeled on that one, especially when he turns it from the fastball into the curveball later in plate appearances. Justin Armbruster making his third start of the season for the Bay Sox. He's coming off of a loss, 4 innings of 2-run ball that saw him walk the first 2 batters of the 5th inning after he was tentatively getting through the first 4 innings. One of those 2 batters eventually came across the score that broke a tie, and since it was a run charge to Armbruster, he was charged with the loss. But still, his ERA is just sitting at a nice even 2 runs in 9 innings of work. He's got 7 strikeouts and only 4 walks allowed, and remember, he tossed those 5 shutout innings on opening day in Hartford. So as long as he can command his fastball well enough and be flexible in today's game, I think it'll be important for the Bay Sox there, because you've got to remember, this umpiring crew has already drawn the ire of both sides in terms of the way that they've been calling the zone and its lack of consistency. Yesterday was pretty egregious, and it was difficult for Carlos Tavera and for Justin Mice on Altoona's side to really get a handle of things. So if Justin Armbruster can at least stay flexible and make sure that he doesn't get too beaten up on a missed borderline call here or there and just fight back, then he should be in good standing. You just want to avoid as many walks as he had last time. Again, he walked three batters in his loss to Akron last week. We've got plenty to discuss here in the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we return, Dante Williams is our guest. He had four RBI yesterday and made the spectacular catch in left center field to take away an extra base hit, a diving play. He made the catch still airborne. It was fun. We'll talk to him next. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Let's keep it going here with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, chatting with outfielder Dante Williams. Big career day yesterday, four RBI and a spectacular diving play in left center field as well. Now, obviously, the correct answer is both, but if you had to pick one, which would you rather have, a four RBI day or a big play like that?
I'd probably say a big play like that, honestly.
Big play like that?
Only because... I mean, four RBIs is nice, but, you know, you get to impact your team in a different way.
Yeah.
Defensive plays are always dope in my book, so I love making those plays and, you know, just gets the feel going in the dugout a little bit more.
Is there anything that you can kind of describe as to what goes into the lead-up to a play like that? Because it all moves so fast, I imagine it would just have to be instinct the entire way.
Right, I was just about to say, just honestly, a little bit of anticipation. Yeah. You know, sound off the bat, how the guy hit the ball at the bat. But just knowing that I've been there before, made plays like that before, and just kind of the repetition of everything. So... just having confidence in myself and just going out there and trying to make any plays I can.
How would you describe the outfield defense of this year's Bay Sox team?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. We have a lot of athleticism between Waddy, Billy, John, Heston. You never know what you get out of anybody out there. So you can make some crazy plays, some crazy throws, and, you know, we have a lot of fun out there. So I love it. It's great to be a part of.
Again, here with Dante Williams on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Two key hits late in the game yesterday, and both at-bats, in essence, went the same way. A first-pitch ball, you smoked the next pitch for a base hit. What was kind of the walkthrough of those two plate appearances?
Yeah, just, you know, as a whole, hitting staff, we had our plan, and just going up there and executing it, whether that's, you know, being ready for that first pitch or, you know, just, you know, waiting for something in the zone, just... being ready for, you know, whatever happened. So just sticking to the plan that, you know, I've built with Sherman and some other guys prior to going up to the plate.
Yeah. You got up to the Bay Sox very late last season, just that 1 week against Akron, right, just to get a very small taste. Now that you're here for a much more serious time span before eventually getting to AAA down the line, what's kind of been your opinions of AA so far?
It's definitely you know, AA is great. It's, you know, a lot of great pitchers, a lot of great players. You know, baseball at the end of the day, you take each step as one and, you know, live in the moment and just take every moment, you know, with just pride and, you know, go out and do your job every day. So, you know, just living each day, you know, I'm blessed to be here. So, you know, just making the most out of every moment. Yeah.
The Orioles have done a great job at finding coaching talent as well when it comes to some of the youth that they bring to the table. So for Sherman Johnson coming in very, very recently removed from his own playing days and jumping right to the double A level is definitely of note. What have you liked about his skills as a coach?
I mean, just being able to have the, you know, he's the experience of big league. So it's the knowledge, the approach and everything that comes along with that. I feel like he just gives us the upper hand just at that. So, I mean, talking hidden approach, talking swing path, anything we talk about with him, he has it feels like he has the right answer. Yeah. So just being able to rely on somebody and trust whoever it is in our hitting department, wherever, you know, level you go to, the knowledge is always going to be there and stuff like that. So just being, you know, it's just an extra tool we could use, extra resource we could use for our career.
Again, here with Dante Williams and the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. What's part of your growth right now? What do you think is one of the key things that you're focusing on continually improving, maybe in the short term or in the long term?
Always trying to steal bases, you know, make phenomenal catches out in the outfield and just being as consistent as possible at the plate. Whether, you know, that's getting on base, doing whatever I can to help my team win, call it ABs, hitting for damage, you know, whatever that looks like, just trying to be that guy to, you know, help our team win. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what I see myself and improving on.
When it comes to stolen bases, how much of an adjustment has it been, and what's been your overall opinion of the rule changes when it comes to larger bases and limited step-offs from the pitcher?
Yeah, definitely use that in your advantage. Yeah. You know, the pitch clock, the bigger bases, you could definitely tour around with pitchers a little bit more. So just, you know, being smart on the base pass and just you could use that to, you know, up in stolen bases and more action on the bases.
Yeah. And moving on to a couple of easier things. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when the Bay Sox were back at home this past Sunday, you partook in that pregame catch on the field with some of your family. How was that? That must have been a fun experience.
It was unreal. It was, you know, moments that, you know, I've dreamed of playing catch with my dad and my sister. You know, you just kind of, these are things I dreamed out when I was a little kid.
It pops up and it was great that you got to take advantage of it.
No doubt. Yeah. I saw the, you know, we planned and I saw the, you know, the promotion we were doing that day and everything. So just being able to play catch my dad and my sister, we got on video. So,
that's so
you know,
fun.
Yeah, it was something I'm blessed to be in the situation I'm in. So.
Yeah. One of the things I like to ask guys, especially when we're on the road like this, do you have a go-to show that you can help pass the time, maybe when you're on the bus or when you're in the hotel room after a game?
Yeah, for sure. I have a couple. Blacklist is airing right now. We have Snowfall that's going on air right now. Other than that, I just watch a lot of YouTube cooking shows and just kind of keep it low-key and just hang out.
I don't venture too far away from the Binging with Babish. That's usually the only thing that I ever watch. I'm not too diverse, but I do like to find new shows, especially in season, because it gives me something to do. Yeah. Dante, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
As Dante Williams here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside, be back in a bit. First pitch coming up soon on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It starts on Friday the 28th with our glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Then on Saturday, it's Unicorn and Dragons Night. The first 500 kids through the gates get unicorn and dragon horns, plus post-game fireworks. And then on Sunday, it's a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Listen to Bay Sox Baseball anywhere. Search WNEV on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, back to PNG Field in Altoona as we continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabatis with you. Let's walk you through the starting lineups for the Bay Sox and note some of the changes that Kyle Moore is making through the nine. Heston Kerstad is back in the lineup. It was the right time for him to get his first day off yesterday. It was an 11 a.m. game after a 6 o'clock game the day before. Heston had just missed out on reaching base for the first time all season. He had gone 0 for 4 on Tuesday with a ground into a double play, a strikeout, and a flyout. So to give him the day off, put Cesar Prieto at the top of the lineup was just right, and Prieto filled that slot just as you would have expected him to. Went 2 for 3 with an RBI, 3 runs, and 2 walks. But regardless, Prieto is going to slot back down to third. Heston is back in the leadoff slot, hitting .282. Prieto still leading the Eastern League with his active 10-game hit streak at the moment. Kobe Mayo will still bat second. John Rhodes is going to be in right field, batting fourth. Rhodes was batting third yesterday, went 0 for 3 with 2 walks. Dante Williams will be in center field, while Zach Watson is in left, so those two just switching the defensive positionings right now. Gilbert Lara will be the shortstop while Ramon Rodriguez catches, and Noelberth Romero will be at second base. He was at third base yesterday for his Double-A debut. He went 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a walk. Altoona made a couple of late changes to their lineup. They initially had Matt Gorski in, but they lifted him and put Lolo Sanchez back in after Sanchez was supposed to miss out on today's game. Sanchez was at the top of the lineup yesterday. He's batting seventh tonight. Matt Frazier is going to lead off for the curve. We'll step aside right now. When we return, we've got First Pitch and all the play-by-play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from PNG Field. It's game three of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And as Jared Jones warms on the mound for the Curve, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at first base, you've got Heston Kerstad, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Cesar Prieto, designated hitter, bats third. John Rhodes in right field cleans up. Dante Williams is in center field batting fifth. Zach Watson in left field sixth. Gilbert Lara at shortstop bats seventh. Ramon Rodriguez at catcher eighth. Noel Berth Romero is the second baseman batting ninth. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 5-6 on the season, a one-game winning streak. They're tied for third in the Southwest Division, a three-way tie with Erie and Harrisburg. They are all two games out of first place behind Akron and Richmond at 7-4. Again, the Bowie lineup features Kerstad Mayo Prieto, Rhodes Williams Watson, Lara Rodriguez Romero, all to face off against Jared Jones in the mound. PNG Field in Altoona, 325 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center. Alley's in left and right at 385 feet. As the left-hander Kerstad digs in, a .282 average and an 1109 OPS in 10 games this season. Third base plays in toward the grass, and the first pitch home. Kerstad fouls it off into the netting left side, and we're underway at 6.01 p.m. on an 80-degree sunny day here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Wispy clouds above, but blue can be seen through them as the wind pushes a little bit out toward left center at 7 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch on its way in from Jones, and Kerstad swings and misses at an high off-speed. It's nothing in two. Two doubles, no triples for Kerstad. Five home runs, still leading the Eastern League in that category. Seven RBI. He's got 10 strikeouts, 5 walks. As Jones fires the 0-2 pitch, and it's swung on and missed for strike three. High fastball at 96. Jones fires 3 pitches, and he's got a first out. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Lolo Sanchez, Matt Frazier, Connor Scott. Drew Maggi is at third base. Andres Alvarez at short. Leover Peguero at second. Jacob Gonzalez at first. And Henry Davis catches behind the plate for Jared Jones on the mound. Kobe Mayo steps up to bat, a .256 average, an .872 OPS in 11 games. First pitch, Mayo flinches on an inside fastball. He held up. 1-0 to start. Two doubles, no triples for Mayo. 3 home runs, including home runs in each of the last 2 games. 6 RBI for the Bay Sox. As Jones delivers the 1-0. And it's inside. Did it get Mayo? The home plate umpire is saying it did. Mayo was a little slow to react on it. I think it might have gotten the inside arm, so that right arm of his, or it might have clipped the elbow guard of his left arm just as it was sailing underneath. But the home plate umpire was quick to get in between Mayo and the actual field of play, just get onto the other side of home plate. Mayo not a reactionary type in any regard like that, but it's still just not fun this early in the day. So, runner at first, one away here in the top of the first. Cesar Prieto stepping up to bat. 370 average for Prieto, a .942 OPS in 11 games. 4 doubles, no triples, a homer, 6 RBI. Jones holds out of the stretch, and time called, a pitch clock violation. Jones had not delivered in time. Maybe it wasn't a pitch clock violation, but the umpire called for time, and it looked as if the clock had expired, but he did not throw up a 1-0 count. So this is the first pitch to Prieto. It misses too far up and inside. So let's call it 1-0 right now just to be safe. Prieto still leading the Eastern League with 17 total hits on the season. Henry Davis coming out from behind home plate and delivering the ball by hand back to his battery mate to make sure they're on the same page as things are a little bit off over these last 3 pitches. Jared Jones, a 6'1", 180-pound, 21-year-old right-hander. There is a massive gap between some of the ages on this team. Pitcher yesterday for Altoona, Juan Manea, was 32 years old. And did someone just get thrown out over in the Bay Sox dugout? No, the umpire was confirming that that was an official mound visit. I think the Bay Sox dugout was asking for it, asking for the confirmation that that was a mound visit. And yes, the umpire was just confirming to everyone that it was. So now we're finally set. The 1-0 pitch to Prieto still misses down and in anyway, a fastball. Runner at first, one away here in a scoreless top of the first. Jones making his third appearance of the season. He's 0-1 on the year with a 3.12 ERA. He lost his first start, gave up 2 runs, both earned on just 1 hit over 4 2/3 innings against New Hampshire at this ballpark. 2-0 pitch, and Prieto bounces it high to first but foul up the line, and it goes to 2-1. Jones walked the bases loaded in the first inning of his last start, but got out of it.
allowed a run in the second inning, but was able to work through four innings total against Erie, allowing just one run. He didn't go far enough to register a win, but Altoona won the game 4-2. Two balls and a strike here on Prieto. Next pitch home, and he smacks it out toward right center field. This one's tailing quickly. Frazier sprinting, and he's called off by the right fielder, Connor Scott. Scott makes the catch. That one was closing ground, and Prieto will have to try again to extend his 10-game hit streak. Two away. Let's tell you about the umpiring crew. At third base, you've got Matthew Blackborough. William Traynor is at first base, and Denver Dangerfield is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. That's an all-time name right there, Denver Dangerfield. John Rhodes steps in, a .250 average and an .806 OPS in 9 games. Runner at first, two away, as Jones comes set. First pitch home. Called a strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. 9 strikeouts for Jones in 8 2/3 innings entering today, but 6 walks. He did have the most walks in the entire Pirates organization last season. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to short, should end the inning. Backing up on it is Alvarez. He'll go the short way to second, and it just gets there, beating out a sliding Mayo. A 6-4 choice ends the inning, and the Bay Sox come up empty. We're on to the bottom of the first. Bowie nothing. Altoona set to bat. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Bottom of the first here in Altoona. Bay Sox go down empty. They got a hit by pitch, but that was their only base runner. As Justin Armbruster warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Altoona curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Matt Frazier, followed by Henry Davis catching and batting second. Leover Peguero at second base bats third. Mason Martin, the DH, cleans up. Jacob Gonzalez at first base bats fifth. Connor Scott in right field sixth. Lolo Sanchez is in left field batting seventh. Andres Alvarez, the shortstop, eighth. And Drew Maggi is at third base. He's batting ninth. Altoona is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, John Lundley, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. Altoona is 4-7 on the season, a one-game losing streak. 4-6 over their last 10, 1-4 at home, and they're 6th in the 6-team Southwest Division this season, while Akron and Richmond still pace the pack with 7-4 records. Again, the Altoona lineup features Matt Frazier, Henry Davis, Leover Peguero, Mason Martin, Jacob Gonzalez, Connor Scott, Lolo Sanchez, Andres Alvarez, Drew Maggi, all to face off against Justin Armbruster on the mound. Frazier steps up, a .278 average, an .861 OPS in 9 games. Left-hander has 3 doubles, 2 homers, 3 runs batted in. Armbruster peers in out of a heavy tilt at the waist, uprights, kicks and fires the first, a square to bunt, but Frazier pulls back, watches a called strike, fastball nicks the outside half of the plate, it's nothing and one. Kobe Mayo's at third base today, he was initially running in, but now he's got his ankle still on the infield grass, the 0-1, no square to bunt, but the pitch is under the knees. That one a curveball from Armbruster, and it runs the count even in a ball and a strike. Frazier making just his second appearance this series. A 1-1 pitch is just too far outside. Tried to get a similar location to the called strike on the bunt attempt, but count goes to 2-1 instead. Frazier did not play yesterday. He went 0-4 on Tuesday. 2-1 pitch, fastball, roped foul, first base side. Into the bleacher section just behind the tarp in front of the Altoona bullpen near the right field corner. So the count goes to 2-2. Wind coming and going as we continue play here in a scoreless bottom of the first. As the 2-2 pitch is lifted in the air. Third base side up the line toward the corner. Left fielder Watson ranging out, and he gets there in fair territory. Makes the catch just in front of the 325 sign. Not an easy play with the way that the wall kind of takes a couple of funky angles there in the corner. Great play by Watson. Let's tell you about the rest of the defense. After Watson, it's Dante Williams and John Rhodes in the outfield. Kobe Mayo at third. Gilbert Lara at short. Nolberth Romero at second. Heston Kerstad at first. And Ramon Rodriguez catching. First pitch over to Henry Davis is grounded to third. Mayo with some reach to get there, and he lost the ball. It was in his glove, but he didn't make the transfer. He thought it was somewhere around his feet, but it was still in his glove inexplicably. It eventually fell down to the earth, and Henry Davis is on base. Imagine that'll be another error for Kobe Mayo, already his fourth in just 9 games started over at the hot corner. And Davis is aboard on one quick pitch. Here's Leover Peguero. First pitch from Armbruster, and an off-speed called for strike on the inside half. It's nothing and one. 189 average for Peguero, a 454 OPS in 8 games. 2 doubles, no triples, no homers, 5 RBI. 0-1, and it's ticked foul. Back to the screen, nothing and two. Justin Armbruster, 6'4", 235-pound right-hander, drafted in 2021 out of the University of New Mexico, making his third start of the season. 1-1 record, an even 2 ERA. That's exactly 2 earned runs over 9 innings. So the calculation pretty simple there. 7 strikeouts, 4 walks. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike 3. Got him with an off-speed, down and away. Armbruster didn't give a single fastball there to Peguero, and he wins the battle. First strikeout. Altoona is in their home white uniforms today. The cursive curve in red on the front side, white pants, black cap, Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys this evening, gray pants. On the jersey, it's the black block buoy. They've got the black cap as well. First pitch to Mason Martin is roped foul into the netting right side, and it's nothing and one to start. 179 average for Martin and 859 OPS in 8 games. 2 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 6 RBI. That ball had bounced a little bit back in toward right field. John Rhodes went to retrieve it, so they just had to wait for him to get back to his position. We wait on the 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Breaking ball lifted in the air on the infield. Left side, Gilbert Lara calls off Mayo, backs out onto the outfield grass, and secures the ball. An E5 of no consequence, and we're scoreless through one. On to the second in Altoona. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome to PNG Field in Altoona. Matt Sabatis with you from Pennsylvania. Glad that you have taken the time out of your evening to stop on by. It does mean a lot. As we move on to the second inning, a scoreless ball game. The first inning went pretty much the same for both sides. Second batter reached on not a hit, and 11 pitches from the starting pitcher for a scoreless frame. Exactly the same in both respects. As we move to the top of the second, first pitch to Dante Williams is called a strike on the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. 292 average for Williams, an 836 OPS in 9 games. Next pitch, he takes a check swing, a breaking ball down and in. They'll appeal to the third base umpire, who says he went around, count to nothing and two. After Williams, it'll be Zach Watson and Gilbert Lara to bat if any of them reach the number 8 batter Ramon Rodriguez. As Williams steps out of the back of the box and does a little side lean to stretch himself out, as he steps in for the 0-2. Here it comes, swing and a miss. 3-pitch strikeout for Jared Jones, his second strikeout today. Both of them only needing the minimum. Esten Kerstad went down on three to start the game. Here's Zach Watson. 240 average for Watson, a 749 OPS in seven games. No doubles or triples. Two home runs, including one yesterday in the first inning. He's got four RBI, only four strikeouts. First pitch. Curveball, he watches it high, 1-0 to start. I wanted to talk to Watson a little bit earlier today. I didn't have the time. But I really want to pick his brain to see what's changed in his approach to the plate, his swing decisions. 1-0 as he bounces it hard to the left side and through the gap, a base hit. Past the diving glove of the third baseman. Hits in three consecutive games and five of the last six for Zach Watson. A one-out single here in the second. Just as I was praising his decision-making at the plate, his low strikeout numbers this season compared to last, his contact is improving. Very fun to see from just a great personality as well. Gilbert Lara into the box. 143 average, a 354 OPS. First pitch, he hesitates on an inside curveball. Thought about it, laid off. That one probably could have gone for a strike. But it's called ball one. Henry Davis looked back at the umpire to make sure that it wasn't called a ball, but it was. Ooh. Here's the 1-0. Lara swings and misses on a curveball down and away. That runs the count even at a ball and a strike. See if Watson tries for anything here. Henry Davis has only had one stolen base attempt against him all season in six games. 1-1. And Lara lifts it high in the air to shallow left. Sanchez sprinting down. He covers the ground and comes to a stop about 30 feet from the foul line. Makes the catch, two outs. I think part of the reason that a lot of folks have not attempted steals on Henry Davis is because, well, he's Henry Davis. You're not going to draft someone first overall if they don't have a good arm behind the backstop, and that's exactly what Davis has. Even with the new rules, he's got some good pop and a powerful throw that comes with accuracy. Here's Ramon Rodriguez. First pitch is outside a fastball. It's 1-0. But yeah, there's only been one stolen base attempt against Davis this season, and it was successful, but still, only one attempt. One Rodriguez, the pitch is outside. Davis jumped up to throw to first, but didn't let go of the ball. Watson had scampered back in, and obviously safe, no issue there. Rodriguez, 133 average, 516 OPS in six games. Here's a pickoff throw, no tag. Rodriguez had an RBI double in the second game of the season. That's still been his only extra base hit and his only RBI. But he's made some good swing decisions as well. Three strikeouts, four walks. 2-0. Up and in, 3-0. I'd have to imagine Zach Watson is going to take off here. Already one pickoff used in this plate appearance. A 3-0 count with two outs. Major opportunity. I'm wrong. 3-0 pitch is called a strike on the outside half of the plate. I don't see him taking off here on a 3-1 count, because if it's a strike, then it's 3-2, and you take off anyway. If it's a ball, then you're at second anyway. He stays put. The 3-1 is bounced up the middle, and it's a slow roller in the center field for a base hit. Watson's going to try for third. It's scooped by Frazier in center, but he throws it back to second. He realized he had no chance with Watson's speed. Rodriguez, a base hit to put runners at first and third with two away here in the second. Big chance for Noel Berth Romero. Not necessarily some of the best contact, especially if you're talking about that exit angle. We don't talk about the launch angle too often on this production, but 93 miles an hour off of the bat, it was a well-struck ball. It just ate up a lot of dirt on its first few passes to the mound and then through the infield, so that slowed it down consistently. That's how both base hits have been. Here's Noel Berth Romero. First pitch is outside. 1-0 to start. So first and third, two away here in the top of the second. We're still scoreless. The Bay Sox are trying to win their second consecutive game and move back to .500 on the season. Romero making his second double-A appearance, went 0-for-3 yesterday in his debut. 1-0 pitch, too far outside. Two balls and no strikes. Henry Davis is coming back out because Jared Jones is really starting to falter a little bit here after the early strikeout of Dante Williams. Since he struck out Williams, Jones has been behind on every batter he's seen. Zach Watson singled on a 1-0 pitch. Gilbert Lara started ahead 1-0. eventually flew out 1-1, and Rodriguez singled on a 3-1 pitch. Now Romero's ahead 2-0. Jones has fired 26 pitches, 15 for strikes. First and third, two outs, the 2-0, and Romero bounces it slowly foul, third base side, too far ahead of the changeup. It did sit middle-middle, so it was all about timing there. Count goes to 2-1. Bay Sox have been one of the best teams in AA when it comes to striking early. 11 games they've played. Bowie has scored first in 10 of them. 2-1 pitch. Romero lifted in the air to deep left, but Sanchez seems to have a beat on it the whole way. He curls back to his right about 20 paces and makes the catch. The Bay Sox get a couple of base hits, but strand them at the corners, and as we move to the bottom of the second, we're scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNEV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Bottom of the second here in Altoona, still a scoreless game. Justin Armbruster back to work for the Bay Sox, and the first pitch to Jacob Gonzalez misses outside. Curveball starts to count out at 1-0. 5, 6, and 7 in the curve lineup to bat with Gonzalez, then Connor Scott and Lolo Sanchez. As the 1-0 pitch is bounced over to third and through the gap, a base hit. Hard hit ball that got by Kobe Mayo. Even with a good jump, it would have been a tough play for him. Gonzalez has his first hit in quite a while. His sixth game, but his first this series. He hadn't picked up a hit since the Erie series. That's just his fourth this year as well. But a leadoff base runner. First time that's happened this game for either team. Connor Scott now to bat. 185 average for Scott. A 526 OPS in seven games. Left-hander has two doubles. Five RBI. Eight strikeouts, three walks. Third base plays in. First pitch. Fastball outside, and it's 1-0 to start. Scott is a more fly ball heavy batter. Ground ball to fly ball ratio of only 0.6. 1-0. Called a strike outside half. It's 1-1. So while the Bay Sox infield is thinking about a potential double play, it might not be in the cards, especially with the wind pushing a little bit the other way. You still only got the one infielder on the right side of the infield with first base holding on the runner. 1-1. Lifted in the air, right field. Not too deep. John Rhodes steps back a little bit, and now with the wind dying down, he'll run down about 3 feet. He makes the catch. But just as I was saying, a fly ball hitter, you could probably rule out the double play, and that's exactly how it transpired. Here's Lolo Sanchez. .250 average for Sanchez this season, a .789 OPS in seven games. First pitch, and he swings and misses on a low curveball, nothing in one. Runner at first, one away, a scoreless bottom of the second here in Altoona. Sanchez, one homer, that's his only extra base hit. He's got four RBI, seven strikeouts, nine walks. 0-1 offering. outside, breaking ball. It's 1-1. Sanchez has it into a double play, but he's a very similar fly ball hitter to Connor Scott. But this way, a right-handed hitter could be an easier play with the second baseman getting to cover second base instead of the shortstop needing to. 1-1, and it's grounded to third. Diving grab by Kobe Mayo. Gets to his feet, fires low, one bounce, but it's there! Stellar play. Kobe Mayo takes away a base hit from Lolo Sanchez. Up the line, that could have scored a run, too. 5-3 put out with a dive, and there's two gone. Gonzalez able to move to second base on that, of course. So runner in scoring position, first of the day for Altoona. And Andres Alvarez will bat. He's 3-for-13 this year with runners in scoring position, 158 overall. Armbruster sets out of the stretch and fires the first. Alvarez watches inside, off speed, called for strike. It's nothing and one. 524 OPS for Alvarez, 11 games, one double, no triples, a homer, 6 RBI. He struck out 17 times. That leads the team. 6 walks. 0-1 pitch. Same pitch. Off speed, upper inside corner, a called strike, nothing and two. Scoreless game, bottom of the second. Bay Sox want to get the offense going quickly in the third after putting two on in the second and stranding them. And time called. Is that a pitch clock violation on Armbruster? The umpire's been making a signal after he calls for a quick time like that as if he's touching his watch, but he doesn't signal that the count has changed. So I'm inclined to believe that the count hasn't changed. Next pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Nice curveball from Armbruster down. It's his second strikeout, and it ends the inning. Strands a leadoff single at second, and we're on to the third. Scoreless in Altoona. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
Fans, don't forget about the return of the glow-in-the-park night at Prince George's Stadium. Comes up Friday, April 28th. Free glow stick giveaways and a post-game light show. First pitch to Heston Kerstad is called a strike on the outside half of the plate, nothing in one. Again, that's Friday, April 28th at Prince George's Stadium. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. Scoreless game as we move to the top of the third. A one pitch to Heston is called a strike, fastball middle-middle. Kerstad has seen five pitches so far today, and they have all been strikes. He went down on three pitches in the first, and he's behind 0-2 here against Jared Jones. Next pitch. And it misses under the knees. One ball and two strikes now. Jones working quickly. 21-year-old out of Whittier, California. Second-round draft selection for Pittsburgh. Fires the 1-2, and it's belted into deep center field. Frazier curling back, warning track, camping at the wall. And he makes the catch just in front of the 405 sign. It is a tough task to clear the batter's eye at this facility. Unlike at Prince George's Stadium, where straightaway center field is at the uniform wall height with the rest of the outfield wall, here in Altoona, the wall height varies. In left field, it ducks down slightly, a shorter porch for some bleachers. in center field, directly at the batter's eye, it jumps up about twice as high as it normally is. First pitch called a strike to Kobe Mayo, as that one was a bit under the knees. Denver Dangerfield looking like he's having a dangerous zone today. I'm sorry I said that. Next pitch swung on and missed. And it's nothing in two. I mean, I had to work in some pun at some point. The guy's name is Dangerfield. What do you expect me to do? Nothing in two on Mayo, who got hit by a pitch inside back in the first inning. He got taken out on a choice later on that ended that frame. 0-2 pitch from Jones, and it swung on and missed for strike three. A lot of those strikes probably shouldn't have called, but it's the third strikeout anyway for Jones. He's already up to 12 on the season. Jones, the Pirates' number 11 prospect. Consensus there. Baseball America and MLB Pipeline both have him ranked as 11. Non-roster invite to Pirates spring training. As he fires the first pitch into Cesar Prieto. It's a fastball at 97 that just misses outside, 1-0. Next offering fouled off behind the screen, 1-1. High school draft selection. Haven't seen too many high school pitchers a lot of times lately. Grayson Rodriguez was, of course, a notable exception as well. As the 1-1 is poked slowly to the left side. Backhanded by Andres Alvarez deep in the hole. He stutters the throw and can't get it to first in time. It did get to first, but that little double check on the toss from Alvarez made sure he wasn't able to get it. And Cesar Prieto extends his hitting streak to 11 consecutive games. Here's John Rhodes. First pitch misses down and away. Scoreless game here in the top of the third. Runner at first, two away. Next pitch. Called a strike on the outside half of the plate, 95 miles an hour. It's one ball and one strike on Rhodes, who hit into that inning-ending fielder's choice back in the first inning. Pickoff throw back to first. Prieto slides. Tag is late, though. Waiting on the 1-1 to Rhodes. Here it comes. Up high, a fastball, two balls and one strike. Well, I was talking about it when Zach Watson was on base back in the second inning. Even with two outs, you've got to test Davis at some point, at least I would imagine. I could be wrong, but I feel like you should. At least at one point, 2-1 pitch. And it's called a strike at the knees. Changeup runs the count even at two. Lights flickering on here in Altoona, but sunlight still taking over most of the playing surface. 2-2 is a late swing and a pinch foul. Falls on the home plate and rolls back to the screen. Count stays even at 2, so the entire field still in sunlight. The expanse of foul territory directly behind home plate is taking in a lot of shade. The right field corner gets a lot of shade, but the rest of the infield sunny. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Curveball outside, and Rhodes goes chasing. Bay Sox get a two-out single from Cesar Prieto to extend his hit streak, but they come up empty. Bottom of the third coming up, scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaysher on WNAV and anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
New Maggi leads off for Altoona as we move to the bottom of the third inning here in Pennsylvania. Scoreless game. Two quick frames for Justin Armbruster, 11 pitches each over the first pair. First pitch to Maggi is swung on and missed. He charged up that offering at the 94-mile-an-hour fastball and came up empty, nothing in one to start. It'll be Maggi, then back to the top of the lineup in Matt Frazier, Henry Davis, as Armbruster has allowed just one base hit, two base runners, thanks to an error. 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses just down, and it's one ball and one strike. Maggi making his first appearance this week. 167 average, a 439 OPS in just six games this season. A double, no triples, no homers, three ribby. 1-1. Ooh, just missed outside. Changeup runs the count to 2-1. Maggi really shrinks his body down, especially on that back end when he picks the front foot up. Charges up his swing a lot. Holds the bat out over home plate, too. 2-1 pitch is floated in the air out toward shallow right. John Rhodes. He curls to his right, then comes down and makes the catch. That one looked like it was probably going to stay closer to the infield when it came off of bat, but still got out far enough, and it's still an out. Armbruster has allowed just two base runners on his first trip through the order. Top of the lineup here for Matt Frazier. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the third. His third base plays in, first pitch. Frazier swings and misses on a low and in change. It's nothing and one to start. Frazier flew out to left field back in the first inning on a 2-2. Henry Davis on deck. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike inside half. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Good placement from Armbruster after getting Frazier to chase on that previous pitch. And Frazier's going to step out of the box, kick some of the dirt out of his cleats very briefly. But now Mayo can play at a routine third base position with a two-strike count. The next pitch. Fouled off of his own ankle. Ooh, that's tough. Frazier swung so hard he practically spun out. The ball hitting himself didn't help either. Of course, he lost his grip on the ground there and basically went into a, what is that, a 540? Did a full 360 revolution and then was facing the other way. But he's okay, just set back up a little bit. Now the 0-2. Half swing, and he just got a piece on a high fastball. Clocked in at 96. It was middle of the plate, but at the chin. It's just one of those plays where you try to stop the swing on what would have been a ball, but you were so well placed on the bat, you hit it anyway. Another 0-2, and this one popped up. Foul ground, third base side, Rodriguez sheds, onto the warning track, but it's just over the netting. Falls into the front row of seats, where a fan doesn't even have to get out of his seat to pick it up. A nice warm day here in Altoona. Very grateful for that concept, especially when this time 2 days ago we were sitting at this ballpark in mid-40s temperatures. 0-2. Curveball bounced over to the right side. Tough play deep in the hole, and it's past Nolberth Romero into center field. Frazier lost out on his seven-game hit streak in the opener of this series. He went 0 for 4. He took yesterday off, and he starts a new hit streak here today. That was a lengthy battle in terms of pitches thrown, considering the few pitches that Justin Armbruster needed through this inning, and just time spent with the fouls, the foul balls off of the batter. Here's Henry Davis. First pitch misses up and in. It's 1-0 to start. Strong number of first pitch strikes for Justin Armbruster as well. That is the second, make it the third, first pitch ball. Next pitch, called a strike. Fastball pretty far inside. Watch that one back, and Ramon Rodriguez is looking over to the dugout. Should I call that again since he called it a strike? Pickoff throw to first. There's a tag, but no slide. Tag is still late. We'll wait on the 1-1 pitch. 45 degrees 2 days ago, and today I'm wearing shorts. 1-1. Breaking ball misses low. Two balls and one strike. First time wearing shorts this season. That tells you it's summer. And a temperature read out in right center field, clocking in at 84 degrees. 2-1. Breaking ball too far down and in. 3-1. It's the first three-ball count from Armbruster today. Here on his 10th batter. Runner at first, one away. Davis has a high ground ball ratio. He's hit into one double play this season. 3-1. Outside, ball four.
Congratulations, Joe Green. You're the first winner. It's an extra ball back to back game.
First walk of the game for either side. I mentioned it, three walks last week against Akron. Or what really ruined the chances for Armbruster, especially when he walked back-to-back batters to start the fifth. His pitch count was getting close to the limit when he entered that frame, but those walks just didn't help, and you could tell he was done, took the loss on that day. Here's Leover Peguero, first pitch. Breaking ball bounces in. Five of the last six for Armbruster out of the zone. Not too much wind right now. Very calm evening, early evening. As the 1-0 comes in, and Peguero watches a blazing fastball. Called for strike, top half of the plate, 1-1. Well, they've got a few inflatables. Over past right field, just like Prince George's Stadium, but I don't think they get as much traffic as the kid zone does. 1-1, half swing, curveball down and away. They appeal, he went. First base umpire rings him up. Close call, but not going to complain on that one, just a half swing. Especially when it's still this early in a scoreless game. A ball and two strikes now, though. Armbruster could really use the punch out. Pitch home. Bounce back to the mound. It's over to second. Picked by Romero. He goes to second himself. Fires to first. It's a bit low, but it's in time. Great play by Romero in his first game at second here in AA. A four unassisted three twin killing. And the inning is over. Two runners on with none out, nothing across. We're on to the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
84 degrees, sunny skies, very little wind, just an all-around beautiful day here in mid-April for a little bit of baseball. Scoreless game as we move to the fourth. Dante Williams leads off for Bowie, and the first pitch into him is called a strike. Fastball at the knees, and it's nothing and one to open. 5-6 and 7 in the Bay Sox lineup against Altoona's Jared Jones. Right-hander as his plant foot, or his back foot, I should say, on the third base side, while his plant foot is faced towards first base. Next pitch is grounded foul, first base side for Williams. It's no balls and two strikes. Yeah, it's a very open stance, but he doesn't stay completely on the rubber with both feet. It's still a little bit perpendicular with the first base line. The 0-2 pitch is fouled off the other way by Williams. Count stays. Williams struck out on three pitches back in the second inning. Bay Sox had their best chance of the day in the second. They got two singles, stranded them at the corners. As Jones fires the next, Williams watches a called strike three. Fastball nails the lower inside corner, fits strikeout. Jones struck out six batters in his Double-A debut, only three batters last week against Erie. But he had some of the best strikeout numbers in the Pirates system last year. 142 punchouts over 122 and two-thirds innings. First pitch to Zach Watson. Late swing, and he pokes it up the middle, a base hit. Second hit of the day for Zach Watson. Had a hard hit single to left field back in the second inning. And the fourth inning, transpiring much the same way the second did. A Dante Williams strikeout, and now a Zach Watson single. Second two-hit day for Watson this season. His first was yesterday. Here's Gilbert Lara. First pitch. Lara swings and misses on a breaking ball too far outside. It's nothing at one to start. Lara flew out to left field back in the second inning. Scoreless game, top four. Six total hits. The Bay Sox have an error. 0-1 pitch. Outside. Davis thought about that back pick. He's been threatening it and threatening it. I think that's the third time this series. Did it once yesterday. He's not thrown it anywhere. And like I said, the Bay Sox haven't attempted a steal against Davis. The 1-1. Called a strike. Inside fastball. The inside half to these right-handers is definitely a bit generous. Now the 1-2. Lara watches it bounce down and in. Davis now throws to first base after it had eaten up some dirt. But he had telegraphed the throw just enough that Watson was able to scamper back in safely. His count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Yeah, Davis had to slide to his right to get it, and the way he got up, he had to reposition his body to move one of his feet toward first. Didn't want to throw flat-footed like that, and that was enough time for Watson to save face. 2-2 pitch, and Lara lifts it in the air. Right field, shallow. The second baseman will make the play. Leover Peguero is there. And there's two away. On to Ramon Rodriguez. Rodriguez's single back in the second is much the same as Watson's single here in the fourth. Hit it hard, but right into the earth, so it eventually just rolled its way slowly over the mound and into center. First pitch, Rodriguez swings and misses. High fastball, it's nothing and one to start. Here's the next. Rodriguez floats it out to right field. Little shallow, second baseman running out. Called off by the right fielder, Scott, who's there to make the catch. One out single by Zach Watson, left on the base paths. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Still a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth in Altoona. Still a scoreless contest. Justin Armbruster has used 41 pitches through three scoreless. Had 19 pitches in the third, thanks in part to a walk. But he'll deal with Mason Martin to start this frame. And the first pitch is popped up behind home plate. It'll get out of play. Eventually get up to the second deck and bounce off a couple of bare hands. It's nothing and one to start. After Martin, then Jacob Gonzalez and Connor Scott. Martin popped out to the shortstop back in the first inning. Here's the 0-1, and it's checked on. Pitch misses just under the knees. They appeal to the base umpire, who says Martin held up. That was more of just a second-chance appeal that Ramon Rodriguez was asking for, because that probably could have gone for a called strike. 1-1 pitch. Too far inside. That's an easy ball. 2-1. Armbruster has had some efficient performances for the Bay Sox already in the short portions of this season. 2-1 pitch. Grounded foul. First base side after hitting home plate. It's 2-2. Tossed five innings on opening day. Probably could have gone further, but since it was part of a scheduled tandem with Chase McDermott, there was really no need. As he peers in. Bent down at the waist. Ball and bare hand behind the waist. He brings it into the glove at the chest. Drops to the waist. Fires the 2-2, and it's slapped foul left side out of play. Scoreless game, bottom four. Bay Sox have four hits already, all singles. They've only got one runner into scoring position as the 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. Off speed, well far inside, but Martin couldn't lay off anyway. Third strikeout for Justin Armbruster. And now here's Jacob Gonzalez. Today is supposed to be a scheduled tandem as well. If we're following the regular order, Houston Roth would be the pitcher to follow Armbruster. Here's the first pitch to Gonzalez. Called a strike on the inside edge despite Gonzalez backing up a little bit, anticipating a potential hit by pitch. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball outside. Good sequencing. Nothing and two on Gonzalez, who has one of the two Altoona hits. He singled in the second, got left at second base. Yesterday's tandem, Carlos Tavera, then Connor Gillespie, saw Tavera go 4 1/3. Jensen Elliott finished the fifth inning, and then Gillespie fired the final four innings. Bay Sox had given him plenty of wiggle room in that 9-3 win. 0-2 pitch here. Swinging a bouncing ball, left side, slowly hit. Mayo gloves on two hops, throws to first from the infield grass, and he gets it there. Not an easy play. Mayo had to pick it around the knees and still keep his body up enough to make sure he got the throw across, and he did. 5-3. Two away. Mayo showing some excellent coverage after that very early error in the first inning. Made a fabulous play on a low Sanchez ground ball that was up the line. He dove for it across his body and threw out the runner. First pitch here to Connor Scott. Misses high, a fastball, 1-0 to start. Again, a strong number of first-pitch strikes for Justin Armbruster so far, as the 1-0 is fouled off. One ball and one strike. This is the 15th batter he's faced, and he's only thrown a first-pitch ball to five batters so far today. Shadow starting to stretch across the field as well. Left field getting a lot of sunlight, but that's about it now. 1-1. Grounded hard, right side. Romero dives, gloves it on the dirt from one knee, fires to first with a bounce, but it's dug out by Kerstad. You can't stop the Bowie infield defense. You can't even try. Three up, three down. Justin Armbruster gets a little bit of help from the four men on the dirt. We're on to the fifth. Scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Oh, big friend of the show, Kyle Scott, tuning in out in Bowie. So glad that he's joining us this evening. As we're scoreless, moving on to the fifth inning in Altoona, Nolberth Romero leads off. Made a spectacular play to help end the last half frame, and the first pitch to him is fouled off back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. Romero had to dive deep in the hole toward a shallow center field on a dribbling ground ball, and from one knee, fired it to first. Helped polish off a perfect inning for Justin Armbruster. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Romero swings and misses at a curve. It's nothing and two. Second baseman flew out to left field back in the second inning. He's 0-4 so far to start his Double-A career. Struck out and walked once yesterday. After Romero, back to the top of the lineup for Heston Kerstad and Kobe Mayo. Jared Jones doing pretty good so far on 58 pitches. The 0-2 bounces in. One ball, two strikes. Four hits for Bowie, two hits for Altoona, one error. It was from the Bay Sox in the first inning. Now the 1-2 pitch. Up and in near the chin, and Romero had to get down into a full squat to avoid it. Two balls and two strikes. You got a 96-mile-an-hour fastball coming to your left cheek. You're going to get out of the way quickly. Jones quickly working again, and the 2-2 is a slow bouncer to third. Charging and gloving on two hops, Maggi throws it on a bullet to first. 5-3 put out. That's an on-target throw. Really didn't have to move Jacob Gonzalez. So one away, back to the top of the lineup for Heston Kerstad. How's the rest of the Eastern League looking today? Didn't really check up on any scores yesterday because we had the 11 a.m. game. The rest of the Eastern League didn't get going until the evening. Akron leads Harrisburg 1-0. They just got going at the bottom of the first. First pitch to Kerstad here, and the left-hander watches a called strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball sits middle-middle. Great movement on that fastball. Been throwing Kerstad for loops so far today. 0-1 pitch. Too far inside, just barely missed at 96, 1-1. Kerstad's 0-2. Struck out on three pitches in the first, flew out to center field in the second. 1-1. He swings and misses, this time on the changeup, down and away, one ball and two strikes. New Hampshire and Somerset scoreless in the second. Erie an early 1-0 lead over Richmond there in the second. 1-2 pitch here. And Kerstad smokes it off the pitcher. Hits behind the knee of Jones. He tries to throw while tumbling down from the first base line, but he can't get it to first in time. The fact that he even got off a throw is commendable, but he's definitely going to get looked at by the athletic trainer Victor Silva. I'm not sure if he fell down just in the process of throwing the ball because it was so low to the ground, or if he fell down by some virtue of the way he planted his foot while trying to make the throw, because nothing really looked easy there. That was a 109-mile-an-hour batted ball from Heston Kerstad. Jones is lucky, I think it's fair to say, that he had his back turned when that ball came and hit him. Because imagine if you take that on the kneecap. Your knee is gone. But they're going to chat with the pitcher. They aren't really supporting him in any way in terms of physical support. And the athletic trainer Victor Silva and Calix Crabb are going to walk with him back to the mound. And understandably, he's going to get a warm-up toss or two here to test, you know, just his strength on this play. I remember reading about Bob Gibson. I think it was in 1964? Might have been 1966. It was before his legendary 68 season. He had taken a line drive comebacker directly to the shin. Fell down. Seemed to be in a lot of pain. Looked as if he was ready to go, because he's Bob Gibson. He was one of the game's most ultimate fighters. Tried to throw an extra pitch and shattered his leg when he came down to plant after it. So I'm always worried about things like that, especially when you see the numbers on a batted ball like that from Heston Kerstad, 109 miles an hour. So after Henry Davis consults with him a little bit, now they're going to get a warm-up throw. Let's see what Jones has. He gets it home. Didn't seem to be in much distress from it, and the pitch came in at 93. We'll come set for another one. Yeah, he doesn't look to be in much distress. But it's going to be all about, obviously, if it did affect anything on maybe his velocity or his command. Because obviously that's a shock to your rhythm as well. Either way, Kerstad is aboard with an infield single. If the pitcher wasn't in the way, that would have been in center field in an instant. But Kerstad now has hits in five of his last six games. So runner at first, one away for Kobe Mayo as we sit in this scoreless top of the fifth. Jones comes set. Fires the first, and Mayo watches a called strike on an off-speed outside half of the plate at 83. 0 for 1 day for Mayo, hit by a pitch in the first. Got forced out at second base later, and then struck out swinging in the third. 0-1 offering. Mayo watches it skip in. Off-speed misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. You know, they really oriented this ballpark in an excellent fashion. The way the high facades behind home plate block out a lot of the sun as it sets, but still gets you plenty of sunlight. Here's a pickoff throw to first. The first baseman isn't fully holding on Heston Kerstad, so there wasn't even a tag. But as the sun sets, it gives you a clearer image of the mountain ranges out past center field. It's very lovely. 1-1 pitch. Mayo watches up and in. Fastball at 95. Came near his shoulder. Two balls and one strike. Jones sets. Third base side. The 2-1. Mayo clobbers in a line to left field. Sanchez running back on the line drive. It's over his head and one hops the wall. Sanchez didn't see it in the sun. Kerstad goes first to third, and he'll stop there. Held up by Kyle Moore, and that was a good stop sign. The throw would have beaten him. But it's a double by Kobe Mayo, his third of the season. It's a good thing Sanchez found that ball after the bounce. I think he thought it was going to get out. When he saw it kicking up the dirt on the warning track, he quickly hastened his pace. But Mayo is aboard with his third double of the season. Kerstad's at third with two in scoring position and only one out. Infield will play in as the Bay Sox are trying to bring in the first run of the game. Prieto had an infield single in the third inning. First pitch. And Prieto lines it to right field for a base hit. Kerstad scores. It's picked in right by Scott. Mayo nearly ran through the stop sign, but he's good. An RBI single for Cesar Prieto, and the Bay Sox lead 1-0. Cesar Prieto is on quite the heater. Continues to lead the Eastern League now with 19 total hits in just 12 games. That's his seventh RBI. And Altoona is going to start making some motion in their bullpen. They don't have anyone up just yet, but the bullpen catcher has his gear on. He's ready behind the plate there. And now they'll get a couple of guys out of that little bullpen shed they have. Here's John Rhodes. First and third, one out. First pitch. And Rhodes bounces it to third, but it could be a double play. Maggi gloves, goes to second. Peguero back to first, and it's in time to Gonzalez. Rhodes hits into an inning-ending double play, the first of his season, and that ruins the Bay Sox chances at more offense, but they do break through. A 1-0 lead as we're halfway home in Altoona. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the fifth in Altoona, 1-0 Bay Sox lead. And the first pitch to Lolo Sanchez misses too far inside, a fastball, 1-0 to start. Justin Armbruster back to work. This could probably be his last inning when you consider the expected tandem with Houston Roth, as the 1-0 pitch is too far down and away, two balls and no strikes. But Armbruster is only at 55 pitches after that offering, and he's worked scoreless through four, so he could go further if the Bay Sox felt like it, the 2-0, and it's a half swing fouled. Hits off of home plate when Sanchez was trying to hold up on a changeup that probably would have hit the zone anyway. It's two balls and one strike. After Sanchez, Andres Alvarez and Drew Maggi will bat. Sanchez grounded out to third base in the second inning. 2-1 pitch, and it's too far outside. Breaking ball runs the count to 3-1. The fifth inning was the trouble for Justin Armbruster last week. He walked the first two batters of the frame and got lifted. One of them eventually came in to score. 3-1 offering. Is swung on and missed. High fastball at 95, runs the count full. First full count for Armbruster today. Opponents 0 for 4 against him on full counts, but he's only struck out 2 and walked 3. Payoff pitch here. Lifted foul. That was a high arcing shot, but it gets out of play left side. Count stays. Sanchez on the other end, 1 for 6 on full counts. 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. Another 3-2. Curveball in there. Strike three. Nailed it on the inside half of the plate. Ate up a lot of it on the way through. And Armbruster picks up his fourth strikeout. First looking. Needed that one to establish the pace of this fifth inning, I feel. Now Andres Alvarez to bat. First pitch, he squares to bunt, pushes it up the third base line, but it just angles foul. It was a hard roller. Count starts out at nothing and one. Well, social media is really lighting up with Major League Baseball announcing the suspension of Max Scherzer for 10 games following his ejection yesterday for foreign substances on his hand. And I imagine we're not going to be hearing the end of that drama for some time. The 0-1, popped foul behind home plate. Came our direction, only about two rows directly below the press box. This is the first time this week I've actually got the window open, too. Yesterday was a bit iffy. We were at 53 degrees at first pitch, but it was so sunny since it was the day game. I could have opened it, but I decided against it. 0-2 pitch. Another foul into the netting this time. And the count stays. But again, Tuesday, there was no chance at all. 45 degrees at first pitch with the temperatures falling. That was not worth it. 0-2 pitch. Late swing, rolled over to third. Mayo holds on it as it's right to him. He charges an easy throw to first base. 5-3 put out. And there's two gone. I said it in the fourth. Mayo has been making up for lost time. Not necessarily lost time, but paying attrition for, or contrition. Can I get the words out? Throwing different words out when they're not meant to be. Mayo's been showing his contrition for the error back in the first inning. That's the third ball since that's been batted to him, and he's played them all well. First pitch here to Drew Maggi is lined out towards shallow right field. Rhodes running, and he closes the gap, makes the catch with a slide. Another perfect inning for Justin Armbruster. He's retired 7 in a row. 5 scoreless as we move to the sixth. Bay Sox up 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's LUMINISHealth.org, to schedule today.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Well, a tightly contested game so far. Each side was held scoreless through four. Bay Sox had the only runner to third in that span, but they finally got one across on an RBI single by Cesar Prieto in the fifth, as Dante Williams leads off the sixth. First pitch to him misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. New pitcher on the mound for Altoona, Travis McGregor. You've heard that name plenty, especially last year, as the 1-0 to Williams is lifted high but foul. Third base side out of play, it's 1-1. Jared Jones is done for the day. It was another strong performance for him. His ERA is going to go down, but he's in line for a loss. 5 innings, 7 hits, 1 run it was earned. Next pitch to Williams. He went through after a fastball outside, tried to hold up his swing, but couldn't in time. It's 1-2. Jones struck out 5 batters, did not walk anyone. Didn't give up any home runs either, of course. Williams 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts. Zach Watson will follow, then Gilbert Lara. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Travis McGregor, 6'4", 215-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Tarpon Springs, Florida. Second-round draft selection in 2016 from East Lake High School in Florida. 2-2. Too far outside. Run the count full. McGregor making his 4th appearance this season. He's already 1-0. 5 2/3 innings, an ERA of 3.18. He has not walked a batter. 7 strikeouts. Here's the payoff to Williams. And just a piece. Too far ahead of a curveball, but he nicks it into home plate. And the count stays full. Am I correct in remembering that McGregor was a one-time starter for Altoona last season? No, he was mostly a reliever. Next pitch is outside. A first time for everything as McGregor walks his first batter of the season. A leadoff walk to Dante Williams here in the sixth inning on a full count. When Williams gets to a full count, he's got a keen eye. That's his 4th walk against just 2 strikeouts. No, I was right. McGregor started 2022 in Altoona's rotation. In three starts, he did not pitch well. 8 2/3 innings, 10 earned, allowing 4 home runs, including a career-high 6 walks in just one start against New Hampshire. But then he shifted into the bullpen and was very effective. First pitch to Zach Watson. Misses too far up and inside. It's 1-0. In the bullpen, he finished second most among Pittsburgh minor league relievers with 12 saves. Here's the 1-0 to Watson. And it swung on and missed down. Williams took a big secondary lead on that pitch, but he didn't take off. It's 1-1. 2-for-2 day for Watson. Back-to-back multi-hit games for the right-hander. He singled to left in the second, then up the middle in the fourth. Pickoff throw to first. Not in time. This is the first time Watson is batting with a runner on base, too, because each time he's come up, Dante Williams was the leadoff batter. The innings have been kind of predictable for the Bay Sox. 1-1. Watson swings and pieces a pitch foul. Inside changeup. Got near the handle of the bat, and it's 1-2. McGregor is coming off of a blown save. It was an extra inning affair against Erie when he allowed an unearned run in an inning and 2/3. Struck out 3, walked a batter. Or did not walk anyone, I should say. Remember, his first walk was 30 seconds ago. The 1-2 pitch. Watson swings and misses on a low fastball. And that's going to get a rousing cheer. Watson was the marketed strikeout guy, so fans in attendance get a McDonald's coupon. I'm a big fan of those promotions because it gets the fans really, really into it. I mean, people, especially in big crowds, they're very food motivated. I'd be that way. I don't even need to be in a big crowd, and I'm very food motivated. Here's Gilbert Lara, first pitch, swinging a bouncing ball to third. Could be a double play. It's picked by Maggi. Goes to Peguero at second for one. Back to Gonzalez at first, and the inning is over. Lara hits into his first double play of the season. The Bay Sox hit into their second today. We're on to the bottom of the sixth. A 1-0 Bowie lead. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capitol Gold WNAV.
Glad to have you with us as we move on to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Altoona. Still a 1-0 Bay Sox lead. Justin Armbruster is back out to work for the sixth inning. Looking to set a new season high in innings pitched. If he can finish this frame, it'll tie a career high. As the right-hander is facing the lineup a third time through, Matt Frazier leads off. First pitch, he squares to bunt but pulls back on an off-speed that misses up and away. 1-0 to start. After Frazier, Henry Davis, then Leover Peguero. Frazier singled in the third inning, got to second, and was left there. 1-0 pitch, he squares again, but watches it come down and in for a called strike this time. He's trying to get his back foot out of the way if it might have clipped him, but he's good. Only one other pitcher has finished six innings for the Bay Sox this season. As the 1-1 pitch. is lined into right center field. Good jump by Dante Williams, but he's going to have to run back, reaches high up over his head, and on a last-second backtrack, he makes the catch. Excellent jump in center for Dante Williams. This is some big outfield territory to cover, especially when you start hooking into that right center field gap. And Williams made it look pretty easy. Here's Henry Davis. First pitch, right-hander, watches down and away a fastball. 1-0 to start. Davis is 0-for-1, reached on an error in the first, walked in the third. He's not gotten past first base. 1-0 pitch. Davis watches curveball for called strike. It's 1-1. Garrett Stallings fired 6 scoreless innings for the Bay Sox in their 4-2 10-inning loss to Akron this past Sunday. 1-1 pitch. Called a strike on the inside half. 95-mile-an-hour fastball that Davis was charging into but eventually tried to dance out of the way of. It might have clipped the zone, but that was close. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, center field again. This one will fall in, but Williams dives. Now it still falls in, and it ricochets away from his glove, giving Davis the chance for second base. He'll get in there safely as Altoona has a tying run in scoring position. They're almost certain to give that a base hit. I don't think they would give it an error in incapacity. Just a single, however. That can't go down as a double, could it? Whatever the case, Williams tried to do it again and just came up empty after his phenomenal play last night. It is a double for Davis, his first of the season. And again, that's the tying run now for Leover Peguero, and that's going to necessitate some action in the Bay Sox bullpen. First pitch to Peguero. And he checks his swing on a breaking ball down. It's 1-0 to start. Peguero hit into a double play in the third. Don't really expect that here with a runner at second only. Left-hander in the mound, so that's got to be Easton Lucas for Bowie. Here's the next. Misses down. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Peguero also struck out back in the first inning. 1-0 Bay Sox lead. Trying to keep it that way. Armbruster out of the stretch, comes set at the chin, and now drops to the waist. 2-0. Peguero nearly gets hit up near the head, and he has to fall down just to save himself from it. He had time to see it, only 79 miles an hour on a curveball that did not curve. This might be the last batter that Armbruster faces, considering just the way that the plate appearance is shaping. 3-0, the pitch, and it bounces in a 4-pitch walk. Second walk given up by Armbruster. The other one was on a 3-1 count. Double play now on the table, but Mason Martin is not a ground ball batter. We'll see if Kyle Moore comes out, if they think Easton Lucas had enough time to warm up. Martin is 0-for-2, popped out to short. Struck out swinging his last time up, and here comes Kyle Moore. Oh, Armbruster is not too pleased that he couldn't get through it. Looks to the sky a little bit frustrated. Tosses the ball hard into his glove and just starts shuffling a little bit of dirt around on the back of the mound. Getting fist bumped by the rest of the infield. It's unfortunate that it had to end this way, as Armbruster was very close to finishing out a quality start. But hopefully Easton Lucas can come in and keep the inherited runners from scoring, as a leading runner is on first base. Tying runner is in scoring position. We'll tell you about Lucas when we come back. Pitching change. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday,
someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Pitching change for the Bay Sox here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bowie still leading 1-0, but Altoona having another chance. They put runners in scoring position in the second and third inning. Nobody got to third, however. Justin Armbruster had strung together eight consecutive outs into the start of this sixth inning, but gave up a double to Henry Davis and then walked Leover Peguero on four pitches, necessitating the hook. Easton Lucas comes in, inheriting two runners. As Armbruster's line is not yet done, he's in line for the win, but if both runners score, he'd be in line for the loss. Five and a third innings, three hits, no runs, four strikeouts, two walks for Armbruster. Lucas will face left-hander Mason Martin. Lefty Lucas makes his third appearance of the season. We'll tell you more on him in a second. Martin is 0 for 2 on the day, and the first pitch is swung on and belted high but foul. First base side, it'll get out of play, and it's nothing and one to start. Easton Lucas, 6'4", 180-pound left-hander, traded over from Miami in 2019. On the season for Bowie, two appearances, 1-0, three scoreless innings, six strikeouts, no walks. This is the first time he's pitching with inherited runners, or runners in scoring position for that matter. The 0-1 pitch. Half swing, high fastball, an appeal to the base umpire, Martin held up. It's one ball and one strike. Lucas tossed two scoreless innings against Akron back on the 15th, part of the Bay Sox 6-2 win. He followed Cade Povich. Lucas walked in, struck out four batters, retired all six he faced, and left. Very strong performance in that one, even if he wasn't able to get a hold just because of the score. First and second, one out, the 1-1 pitch. Up and away. Fastball runs the count to two balls and one strike. Lucas was one of the most effective pitchers for Bowie last season, starter or reliever. 2-1. Fastball down and in, 3-1. Henry Davis is constantly dancing back and forth at second base. He's attempted three steals this season, but I can't imagine him attempting a steal here. Don't want to risk potentially running into an out, but he's still just trying to draw the pitcher's ire. 3-1. Outside, ball four. Lucas tried to go quickly with it, didn't even look back at second at all. Walks Martin on a 3-1 pitch. Pushes the inherited runners into scoring position now instead of just one, as the bases are loaded for Jacob Gonzalez. Matt Gorski hit a grand slam on Tuesday. It was the first grand slam for Altoona in nearly two seasons. They didn't have one at all last year. Jacob Gonzalez is 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch, and it's inside, nearly hits him. Tying run at third base, leading run at second base. Easton Lucas needs to keep them all from scoring. As Bowie leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Gonzalez grounded out to third in the fourth. That could be helpful here. 1-0 pitch. Inside, still nearly hit him. Fastball at 94, it's 2-0. Easton Lucas has thrown seven pitches and only one of them has been a strike. And that pitch itself was a foul ball. Lucas sets. The 2-0. Breaking ball, called for strike at the knees, it's 2-1. I brought this up when Xavier Moore pitched for the Bay Sox on Tuesday. It was trending in that direction yesterday as well when Jensen Elliott came in. Elliott walked the first batter he saw out of the pen as well. Bay Sox short-term relievers just don't get the chance for as much regular work as they did last year. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted in the air, shallow right, foul ground now. Kerstad ranging over, warning track, he makes the catch. Runners stay put. Gonzalez pops out to first base in foul territory. A critical out here in the sixth inning. Sacrifice fly off the table. Now Lucas can get a little bit of breathing room, but still walking on a very fine line as Connor Scott steps in. Scott is 1-for-3 this season with the bases loaded. He's already got three runs driven in, one of them on a walk. Two outs. First pitch. and he bounces it to the right side. Romero gloves, and he'll throw it easily to Kerstad at first. Lucas escapes the jam. Armbruster tosses 5 1/3 scoreless, and we're on to the seventh. Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Fans, don't forget about our Baseball and Education Day this Tuesday, April 25th, 11:05 first pitch at Prince George's Stadium. Get your tickets at baysox.com. First pitch to Ramon Rodriguez is called a strike as we move on to the seventh inning here in Altoona. Nothing in one to start as Travis McGregor continues on the mound for the curve in relief. Bay Sox lead 1-0. 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez watches outside. Fastball looked like it could have gone, but it's 1-1. 8-9-1 with Rodriguez, Romero, and Kerstad to bat here in this half inning for Bowie. Altoona loaded the bases in the last inning as the 1-1 is outside for a ball, 2-1. Easton Lucas came in. After Justin Armbruster had allowed two base runners with one out, Lucas walked a batter to load the bases, but got a pop out in foul territory and a ground out to escape. 2-1 pitch to Rodriguez is outside, and it's 3-1 for McGregor. Rodriguez 1-for-2, singled up the middle in the second inning. McGregor walked a batter to open up his outing, but got a double play to end the frame. The Bay Sox have hit into a few double plays this week. As the 3-1 pitch is fouled off, might have hit Rodriguez a little bit as it trickles just toward the on-deck circle on the Bay Sox side. That's third base side. Counts full. Connor Loprich is warming in the bullpen for Bowie. Maybe we won't see Houston Roth at all today. Maybe he's set for later this week. Here's the payoff. Rodriguez reaches for it and pokes it to the second base side. Peguero has to run a long way, but he covers the ground and gets it to first base, beating out Rodriguez. Second Having to base. Throw his bat out there to get to the ball. Definitely threw off his jump time out of the box, and that might have hurt him a little bit. So one gone. Here's Nolberth Romero. Romero 0-for-2. First pitch. He squares. Pulls back. Didn't really fully commit to it. It's called a strike anyway. In the upper outside corner, it's nothing and one. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. I think he realized it was probably going to be a little too quick. 0-1 pitch. And he goes after it, pops it up on the infield. McGregor, called off by the first baseman Gonzalez, on the baseline. And he makes the catch. Romero had to sidestep to get out of the way just because they were about to collide. But there's two away, and it's back to the top of the lineup for Heston Kerstad. First pitch to the lefty, and he watches a called strike on the outside half, nothing in one. Kerstad smoked a 109-mile-an-hour line drive right back to the mound in the fifth inning. 1-0, and he smokes another one. This one into center field for a base hit. 95 miles an hour off the bat this time. Two-hit day for Heston, a pair of singles up the middle, and a two-out base hit for Bowie. here in the seventh inning. Here's Kobe Mayo. Bay Sox are peppering singles all over the place. They have one extra base hit, and it was Mayo's double in the fifth inning. First pitch. And he watches it for a called strike outside half of the plate. A changeup from McGregor. Nothing in one to start. Yeah, Mayo hit his double over the left fielder Lolo Sanchez's head. I think Sanchez lost it in the setting sun. Thought it was actually going to get out, but it just fell on the warning track. Everything else has been singles for the Bay Sox. They have eight total hits. 0-1 pitch. Mayo watches outside. Looked to be trying for the same spot, and it was the same spot. And they call it a ball. What is... Oh, Matthew Dangerfield. My goodness, or Denver Dangerfield. He's got an interesting zone today. Here's the 1-1. Mayo watches inside for a called strike. And it's one ball and two strikes now. Runner at first, two away. 1-2 pitch to Mayo, and he rips it hard but foul. Couple of bounces, third base side, count stays. McGregor sets out of the stretch first base side. Long wait. Finally, the 1-2, but time called just as McGregor had kicked his foot in the air. Mayo called for time, and it was granted. There was still a couple of seconds on the pitch clock, too, so. But Mayo was getting a little tired of that mind game getting played. So now we're reset. He's still waiting. Oh, my goodness. Now the actual 1-2 pitch, and Mayo swings and misses. McGregor wins the mind game. That's why you play. Second strikeout for McGregor ends the inning, and it's time to stretch here at PNG Field. Bay Sox lead 1-0. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox. And On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman.
listen to classic Wolfman Jack. Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
1-0 Bowie leads as we move on to the bottom of the seventh. A nice stretch here at PNG Field in Altoona. New pitcher on the mound for Bowie, Connor Loprich. Face Lolo Sanchez to start, and the first pitch in, Sanchez squares, pulls back and watches a curveball miss too far inside. Ball one. Altoona's been trying to lay down some bunts all game, and they've not been able to get one successful. As Kobe Mayo plays in at third after Sanchez, Andres Alvarez, and Drew Maggi, bottom three in the lineup for the curve. 1-0 pitch. Another curveball too far inside. No square to bunt this time. It's 2-0. Sanchez 0-2 on the day. Easton Lucas, done for the day. Little cleanup relief work. That was successful. Stranded two inherited runners in two-thirds of an inning. He walked a batter. That was it. 2-0 pitch. Misses down. Curveball runs it to 3-0. Connor Loprich, 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, traded over from Pittsburgh. So he's pitching against some of his former farm mates. 3-0 pitch. Down and away, a four-pitch walk to lead it off. Bay Sox have really been having some issues when it comes to their short-term relievers and that first batter. Each of the last three short-term relievers that the Bay Sox have used have walked the first batter that they've seen. Each of the last four short-term relievers that they've used have, well, actually, hold on, each of the last five, each of the last six, seven, each of the last seven. Wow, I didn't count that all out until I started saying it. First pitch to Andres Alvarez is fouled off right side. It's nothing in one. Each of the last seven short-term relievers for the Bay Sox, and when I say short-term, not the back end of a tandem, a guy only anticipated to go one inning, two inning stops. Each of the last seven short-form relievers for the Bay Sox have allowed their first batter to reach safely. Seven. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball, half swing, poked foul right side. It's nothing in two on Alvarez. That's not sustainable, at least. That trend will start to even itself out, but as we're in the mix of it right now, it just seems wild and a little scary as Bowie is clinging to a 1-0 lead. Runner at first, no one out. The 0-2 pitch is up and in. One ball and two strikes on Alvarez. Loprich is making just his third appearance of the season. He's only fired in an inning and two-thirds. Three strikeouts, two walks entering today. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a foul. Rolled over third base side. Count stays. Loprich fired a scoreless inning. Back on the 15th against Akron. That was Saturday's game. He pitched the scoreless ninth that day as the Bay Sox won 6-2. He walked a batter but worked a double play for a blank frame. 1-2 pitch, down and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Prior to that, Loprich fired two-thirds of a scoreless inning. He did blow a save in that outing, but it was only because an inherited runner had scored. The run didn't belong to him, but since he was the pitcher on the mound when the run scored, the blown save went to him. The 2-2, line drive, center field, base hit. First and second, nobody out in a one-run game. Alvarez has a hit streak of three consecutive games now. And the situation even more dire than it was in the sixth. Because Justin Armbruster at least got an out to start the inning. He did give up that double that put a runner at second and then walked a batter to have them at first and second, but all of that was with one out. Now we're sitting here with no outs, first and second, and Drew Maggi, the batter. He's gone to right field both times. First pitch, he squares, but can't make contact on the pitch. It was down and away as he tried to push it up the first baseline. Nothing in one to start. Maggi flew out to right in the third, and then he lined out in the fifth. It was a nice sliding grab by John Rhodes. Kobe Mayo playing in. Heston Kerstad is playing close to the grass as well. As the 0-1, another square, and it's up the third base line. Going to be picked barehanded by Loprich. He bobbles, throws to first. It goes wide. This game's going to get tied. Sanchez scores. Alvarez is going to get held up as it's picked in right field. Bunt single, E1. It's a 1-1 game. Bay Sox have had 8 hits, and they've missed out on plenty of opportunities to make it to where that single error would not have been as disastrous as it just was. Alvarez went to third on the error, as Maggi went to second. No RBI, of course, since the run came on the error, but still just as devastating. First three runners, first three batters, all reaching safely for Altoona. And it's two in scoring position, still with none out, as the curve threatened a potentially massive inning. Forrest Hermann is already out, talking through with Loprich about how to approach the forthcoming top of the lineup. As soon as Connor Loprich missed grabbing the ball the first time, he tried to barehand it. As soon as he missed grabbing the ball the first time, it seemed to go in slow motion, as if things might not go Bowie's way with the remainder of this play, and that's exactly how it went down. So now the entire infield has to play in for Matt Frazier, who's 1-for-3, a single and 2 flyouts. First pitch in, and the lefty watches a called strike at the knees. It's nothing and one. So that's the first run allowed by Loprich this season. It's still unearned, but if anyone gets on base, if there's another base hit, it'll become earned. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off. Hit over to the left side, it's nothing and two. Doesn't even need to be a base hit. If there's a deep flyout, that run technically would become earned. Errors like that are always a little tricky to follow along unless you're the official scorer. 0-2 pitch to Frazier. Lifted in the air up the third baseline, but this one's tailing out of play, and it hits off of the wall above the Bay Sox bullpen as the count stays at nothing and two. But a 1-1 game. Again, the Bay Sox have had 8 hits. Only one of them has gone for extra bases, but Bowie has had plenty of runners in scoring position. They've stranded runners at third twice already today. As another 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Pitch inside in the dirt. So there's a chance to go to first, and they get it there late. Rodriguez rushed the throw. Kerstad had to jump up to catch it, and he dropped the ball. So Loprich gets the strikeout on an excellently sequenced plate appearance, and he misses out on actually getting the out because Rodriguez rushed the throw. So here's Henry Davis with the bases loaded. First pitch misses down, and it's 1-0. Second bases loaded opportunity for Altoona in 2 straight innings. Davis is 0-for-1 with the bases loaded this season. There's still no outs. First pitch, and he pops it up behind home plate. It'll get out of play. 1-1. Bowie is really going to need to find some sort of solution, I think, as the season progresses to the lack of work that some of these short-range relievers are going to be getting. The 1-1 is driven in the air, right center field, shallow. It'll be playable for the second baseman, Romero. Everyone's going to stay put. Davis pops out as Romero gloves it, and there's finally one away. Here's Leover Peguero. 0-for-2 day for him. He walked in the sixth inning, got stranded at second base. First pitch, Peguero watches up and in and off speed. 1-0 to start. Bay Sox have already left 7 on base today. They left 5 on base yesterday while scoring 9 runs on 9 hits. 1-0 pitch. And Peguero watches a called strike at the knees, 1-1. But a tie game. Leadoff walk, Lolo Sanchez took four pitches. Andres Alvarez singled up the middle. Drew Maggi laid down a bunt single. Throwing error mixed in, tied the game. 1-1 is driven in the air, deep to left. Running on it, Watson to the corner. He's going to make the catch, but the run might score. Runner tags. Throw comes in from Watson. It's offline. Altoona takes the lead on a sacrifice fly by Leover Peguero. Two outs. Maggi at second, stayed put. And that's smart on what could have become a double play, because if somehow he had gotten tagged out before the runner crossed, the run wouldn't have counted. I'm not even positive Watson would have gotten it there in time if he had gotten it on target. First pitch to Mason Martin is a check swing, called strike, lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. Martin 0 for 2, walked in the sixth. The Bay Sox get another right-hander up and moving in their bullpen. Next pitch. Too far outside. It's 1-1. Seventh batter of the inning for Altoona. As Tyler Birch is warming in the bullpen. First and second, now two away. 1-1 pitch. And it's down and in. Rodriguez keeps it in front of him. Count goes to 2-1. And that's where that drop third strike really burns. Because if Rodriguez had not rushed that throw, and Frazier was put out at first base, then that sacrifice fly would not have happened. The inning would have just been over. The 2-1 pitch. Too far outside, a curveball. It's 3-1. You can't always play the what-if games, but when you have to keep meticulous score of the game and how every play goes, you can't help but notice. 3-1 pitch is called a strike at the knees, and the count goes full. So first and second, we'll get a head start here with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Altoona ahead by one now. Loprich is already ready, was just waiting for the batter to get into the box. He comes set at the waist. Fires the 3-2. Runners go, and it's inside. Hits the batter. It hits the batter. It rolls away. The runners are sprinting around saying that it's a wild pitch, but it hit the batter. The home plate umpire is trying to calm everyone here because since it hit the batter, it's a dead ball. On what could have been a wild pitch, Drew Maggi could have come home to score, and that's what he was angling for. The fans are a little confused on that one, but the home plate umpire was quick to react and make sure that everyone was on the same page, even if the runners in the field were playing a little bit deaf there for a second. So instead of a walk, it's a hit-by-pitch, and that saves Bowie a potential run, but it does reload the bases as Jacob Gonzalez steps up. His second plate appearance with the bases loaded today. First pitch. Curveball, called strike on the inside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Gonzalez popped out to first in foul territory in the sixth. 2-1 game. Bay Sox are going to have six outs to work with to try and overcome. As the 0-1 pitch is a late swing, punch to first. Kerstad waits back on it, gloves on two hops, and trots to the bag himself, three unassisted. Altoona strands the bases loaded, but not before they tie the game and take the lead. On to the eighth, Bowie trails 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It starts on Friday the 28th with our glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Then on Saturday, it's Unicorn and Dragons Night. The first 500 kids through the gates get unicorn and dragon horns, plus post-game fireworks. And then on Sunday, it's a pre-game meet the team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Well, it has still been quite a lovely day here in Altoona. Temperatures dipping a little bit, but stuck in the high 70s as the Bay Sox want to get the bats warmed up again. They've collected eight hits, but only one run, and they trail by one run as we move to the eighth. First pitch to Cesar Prieto. Misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Two for 3 day for Prieto. RBI single in the fifth inning. Drove in the only run so far for Bowie. He's not gotten past first base, though, as the 1-0 pitch is flared to left field. This one's falling quickly, and it's off the wrist of Sanchez. That'll go down for a base hit. Three-hit day for Cesar Prieto, and the Bay Sox have the tying run on base. He's gone to right field. He's gone to left field. Had an infield single to the shortstop as well. Prieto does not want this team to get left behind anywhere. That's already his third three-hit game of the season. Here's John Rhodes. First pitch, Rhodes swings and misses in a low off-speed. It's nothing and one to start. Travis McGregor is back to work for his third full inning of relief, but Altoona starts the inning with a right-hander in the bullpen, Noe Toribio. Bay Sox have Tyler Burch still in their bullpen warming. He'll most likely take the bottom of the eighth. 0-1 pitch. Rhodes watches outside. Good catch by Henry Davis. Really had to move over to his right hard to glove it. One ball and one strike. Rhodes has hit it on the ground twice. Once into a force at first in the first, and then once into a double play that ended the fifth inning. He's also struck out 0 for 3 overall. 1-1 pitch, and Rhodes pops it behind home plate, in on the hands, and it gets over the net. One ball and two strikes. Again, a 2-1 Altoona lead now. And the Bay Sox have been not the best of teams when it comes to offense late in games, last season and this season. 1-2 pitch, Rhodes fouls it off right side. Best inning for Bowie this year is the fourth. They've scored 10 runs. Second best inning for the Bay Sox is the first. They've scored 9 runs, including those 3 yesterday. Ninth inning, they've only scored 3 runs this year. Seventh inning, they've only scored 5. The 1-2 pitch, and Rhodes blasted on a line, third base side. This one is foul, just hooked at the last second and hit off of the wall, just to the left of the 325 sign. That one is a clear-cut foul ball, but Rhodes really gave it a charge. The way it was hanging on the line, probably could have gotten out at Prince George's Stadium, or at the very least, would have hit the wall in fair territory at only 308 feet in Bowie. But that foul makes it a ball and two strikes. And Rhodes would have to try once again. And a hanging changeup inside. He was able to turn on it fairly quickly. And he was pretty much already halfway around first base by the time the ball touched down. But McGregor will try for his third strikeout. Runner at first, still no one out here in the eighth. And time. Rhodes back in. He sets, as does McGregor. The 1-2 pitch. Rhodes swings and misses. High changeup. It's a shame to go down that way after that hard hit ball just a pitch earlier. But that's how it happens. And now Dante Williams to bat. I know the Bay Sox are not fans of running into outs, and I know they've been very hesitant on testing the arm of Henry Davis. But, boy, this would be a good opportunity, I feel, for Cesar Prieto to attempt a stolen base. First pitch, Williams watches a called strike, and it's nothing and one to start. Left-hander in the box. You need a run. You need someone in scoring position. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Way up and away. That would have been the pitch to go on. No way Davis would have gotten his feet set to get a throw out to second base. But hindsight's 20-20. Here's the 1-1. Williams watches a called strike. Fastball in the lower outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. 2-1, Altoona leads. McGregor at 38 pitches. Pickoff throw to first. Not fully on target. Jacob Gonzalez had to reach over to his left side to keep the ball in front of him. Righty on lefty, the 1-2, and Williams fouls it off back to the screen. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, just a bit high. We got another 1-2 set to come. Here it is. Williams swings and fouls it off of his own ankle. I've just been informed. Sure, the Bay Sox are losing, but I've just been informed there is a dog in the broadcast booth next to me, the home broadcast booth, where Altoona's John Moses and Preston Shoemaker do their work. They've had some well-trained performance dogs out at the ballpark today, and there's one in the booth. It's a black and white spotted something. I'm not sure specifically. He's chewing on a baseball right now, having a lovely time. Another 1-2 pitch, and Williams swings and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts for McGregor. He's got four on the day. And now on to Zach Watson, but McGregor will not see him. As Calix Crabb is out, he's going to make the switch to Noe Toribio. Bay Sox have four outs to work with. They've got a runner at first right now here in the top of the eighth, and they need to get working as they trail 2-1. I'll tell you about the new pitcher after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Altoona goes to the bullpen with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Had to have been some sort of pitch limit or something for Travis McGregor there because he was working fine, had struck out each of his last two batters, and was going up against Zach Watson, who he had already struck out back in the sixth inning. Watson is 2-for-3 on the day, but Altoona has decided to go with Noe Toribio with a runner at first and two outs. It's a 2-1 Altoona lead. Line not closed on Travis McGregor. 2 2/3 innings. He gave up two hits. Currently no runs. 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. Toribio, 6'2", 194-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Santiago in the Dominican. International pickup back in 2016. On the season, 3 appearances, 6 1/3 innings. Fires the first to Watson, and it's cracked over to short slowly. Picked by Alvarez, he'll underhand a second the short way. One pitch, and the inning is over. 6-4-4s, and we're on to the bottom of the eighth. The Bay Sox trail 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Bottom of the eighth in Altoona. Bay Sox are really looking for a scoreless inning here after Connor Loprich came in and gave up two runs. Not entirely his fault, though. Both runs were unearned on Loprich. He's done for the day as well. One inning, two hits. As mentioned, two unearned runs, one strikeout, one walk. But he's the losing pitcher unless Bowie can tie this game. Connor Scott leads off against Tyler Burch. First pitch. And it's just up and away. Fastball at 96 for a called ball, 1-0. Scott, 0-for-3. Two groundouts to second, a fly out to right. After him, Lolo Sanchez and Andres Alvarez. Here's the 1-0. Flared foul left side, 1-1. Tyler Burch, 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, traded over from Philadelphia in 2021, part of the Freddie Galvis deal. He's made two appearances this season for Bowie. He's allowed two runs in two innings. 1-1. Misses just high. That upper outside corner isn't being too friendly to Tyler Burch today, whether that be by circumstance or by umpire. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a tip foul into home plate, hit off of the catcher. So the home plate umpire will give Ramon Rodriguez a chance to catch his breath as the count goes to 2-2. Burch gave up both of his runs this season in his last outing. That was on the 15th against Akron. He gave up the only runs in that game. He walked the first batter he saw in the eighth inning and then gave up a two-run home run immediately after and then reset and retired the next three on two groundouts and a strikeout. But I gave you that very peculiar stat when Connor Loprich had come in the seventh. Repeated in a second as the 2-2 is fouled off back to the screen. Burch is a part of this string, too. The last seven short-inning relievers for the Bay Sox, so non-tandem pitchers, guys that are only going one inning or two innings most, the last seven short-inning relievers for the Bay Sox have all allowed the first batter they faced to reach safely. 2-2 pitch, and it's floated foul, third base side out of play. We'll do it once more. Burch is, of course, trying to break that stretch. He's got an opportunity to with a 2-2 count on Scott, who's 0-for-3 on the day. And as I said, when this inning started, the Bay Sox need it to be clean. We don't have the most potent of offenses past the eighth inning this year. Or last year, for that matter. Another 2-2 pitch. Floated foul again. Scott just likes giving souvenirs to the people in the upper deck on the third base side, I suppose. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance and the third 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Too far inside at 97. Birch has been showing some good velocity jumps this season. You just want to see that opening strikeout here. He comes set and sends in the payoff. Right to second base. Nolberth Romero gloves it on the line. An initial jump by Romero actually pushed him out of the way of the line of the ball. He was shifting a little bit after pitch just in regular defensive positioning. If he had stayed put, it would have been right at his gut. But a line out to second base, and thankfully that streak I had mentioned is over. Here's Lolo Sanchez, first pitch. Called a strike at the knees, 96 miles an hour from Birch. So maybe we can start a new streak. Seven straight short inning relievers retiring the first batter. That would be very nice. The 0-1. Fouled off. High curveball. Back to the screen. It's nothing in two. Sanchez 0 for 2. Grounded out to third in the second inning. Struck out looking in the fifth. He walked in the seventh and scored the tying run when Connor Loprich threw away that bunted ball. Made it a 1-1 game. It's now 2-1. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball bounced foul, third base side. That one's going to head over into the Bay Sox bullpen where Wagner Ramirez, the bullpen catcher, will give it a grab. Eleven pitches for Birch. 0-2. Down and away. Off-speed just missed, and it's a ball and two strikes. Altoona seems content with going for Noe Toribio in the top of the ninth inning, especially since Toribio only threw one pitch in the eighth. The 1-2 pitch. Misses down low. Another off speed. It's two balls and two strikes. Birch fired a scoreless inning with a hit and two strikeouts in his season debut against Hartford. 2-2. Grounded to third. This one fair. Backhanded by Mayo on the slow roller. He jumps into a throw to first. It bounces in, but it's picked by Heston Kerstad. 5-3 put out, and there's two away. Three errors for the Bay Sox in this game. Those have been devastating. It says, where was the third error? Was one of those errors the Ramon Rodriguez throw to first base? Yes, it is. I never wrote that down as an error. First pitch to Andres Alvarez is a swinging strike. So that's the first error for Rodriguez this season in five games behind the dish. Here's the next. Lined over to third. One hop where it's picked on the side by Mayo. A sidearm toss is on target to first base. Gobi Mayo is really showing some much better leather as this game has progressed over in the corner. Bay Sox have three outs to work with. They trail 2-1 as we move to the ninth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
It's Top of the ninth inning here in Altoona. Thank you, as always, for stopping by. Matt Sabatis with you from PNG Field in Pennsylvania. Hoping to see a Bay Sox comeback win. They trail 2-1 as Gilbert Lara leads off. Swings and misses at the first pitch. A curveball offered up by Noe Toribio. And it's nothing and one to start. Toribio threw one pitch to escape an eighth inning. Well, not a snafu, really, as the next pitch is grounded foul. Third base side, nothing and two. Wasn't a jam, wasn't really anything. He just came in with two outs and a runner at first and got a ground out to end the inning. But already nothing and two on Lara as the bottom three in the Bay Sox lineup are set to bat. They need just one run to tie. The 1-1 pitch is too far down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. But the Bay Sox, historically, not that great of a team in overcoming deficits late in game. They only did that three times last year as the 1-2 pitch is called strike three on the lower outside corner. Lara watched it sail on by. Toribio picks up his first strikeout of the day. 10th overall for Altoona pitching against just one walk. Now here's Ramon Rodriguez. Rodriguez is throwing error in the seventh inning. Very seriously affected this game as the first pitch is fouled off. It's nothing and one. If not for that error, the game would be tied right now. Neither of the two runs that Altoona have scored today were earned on the pitcher that allowed them. Here's the 0-1. This is down and away, and it's one ball and one strike on Rodriguez, who's 1-for-3 on the day. So the Bay Sox league-leading ERA, or near-league-leading, I should say, is only going to go down tonight as the 1-1 is a cracked bat foul. Took a splinter off of the barrel, and it just went tailing about a third of the way up the third base line. Unfortunately for Rodriguez, Cesar Prieto is at the ready, comes sprinting out with one of his bats. Doesn't want to throw off Rodriguez's timing too much as the Bay Sox are down to their last two outs. Every swing decision matters here. Toribio delivers, and it's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Now, the Bay Sox have really never been able to string anything together in either direction this season. Their longest winning streak is two games. Their longest losing streak is two games. The 2-2 is down and away, and the count fills on Rodriguez, who's 0-for-1 this season on full counts. He's drawn three walks. A loss here would drop Bowie to 5-7 on the year. They'd try to get a game back tomorrow, of course. 3-2, swinging a foul off of home plate. Davis was cat-like, getting up from behind the dish to see if he could grab a ball before it fell foul. But it was behind him before he even got out of his squat. Count stays full. Yeah, it's a 6 o'clock first pitch tomorrow when Cade Povich climbs the hill. Another 3-2, and Rodriguez nearly takes it on the shoulder, up and in for ball four. First walk for Toribio, second walk overall by Altoona pitching. Dante Williams walked in the sixth and was taken out on an inning-ending double play. And now Nolberth Romero, still looking for his first double-A hit. Now would be a good time to get it, except the Bay Sox will bring out Billy Cook to pinch hit. .122 average for Cook this season. Romero finishes his day 0-for-3. Ground out, a pop out, a fly out. First pitch to the right-hander, and Cook lifts it in the air to shallow right field. It's hanging up a long time for Connor Scott. He'll run down and make the play. So Cook comes in as a pinch hitter and immediately flies out. Bay Sox are down to their last chance with the top of the lineup and Heston Kerstad. Kerstad's on a 2-for-4 day, struck out swinging on three pitches in the first, flew out to center in the third, but then hit a rocket single off of the pitcher in the fifth, and then another rocket single into center field in the seventh. He scored the only Bowie run, first pitch, and he watches down and in. 1-0 to start. Bay Sox trail 2-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Two unearned runs for Altoona have been the difference maker. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed low, just a bit under the knees. And it's one ball and one strike on Kerstad. I still really wish that Bowie had at least attempted a steal in this game, just to see. Because again, 9 hits, 2 walks mixed in. You've had guys on base plenty. 1-1 pitch. And Kerstad fouls it off to the right side. Bay Sox down to their final strike. Not saying it's the wrong choice to avoid a stolen base attempt, because again, Henry Davis is Henry Davis. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just caught up too much in hindsight right now with the amount of base runners that Bowie had and the fact that they've only scored one run. The 1-2 pitch, Kerstad swings and misses. The Bay Sox drop a one-run contest, already their third one-run loss of the season. 2 unearned runs in the 7th inning take away their chance at what could have been a potential shutout win. Your final tonight, 2-1. Altoona takes game 3 of the set. We'll get you going with Bay Sox postgame in a second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every work day, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, a frustrating loss for the Bowie Bay Sox this evening here in Altoona. 2-1. Already the Bay Sox third one-run loss this season out of just the 12 total games that they have played. Matt Savanas with you from PNG Field in Altoona as we get set to get going with Bay Sox post-game. We'll recap this game in depth, even though that doesn't necessarily mean too much. It was just a 2-1 game. And then look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization, get you some scores to catch yourself up on the night, and then we'll close up shop and get you set up for tomorrow as well. But first, let's recap. Back in time to 6:01 when first pitch came home from Jared Jones to Heston Kerstad, and Kerstad watched it for a called strike, eventually struck out swinging. The Bay Sox got a base runner on a hit-by-pitch, but came up empty in that frame. Same could be said for Altoona in the bottom of the first, and then Bowie did get a couple of base hits in the top of the second, but stranded runners at the corners when Noelberth Romero flew out to left field. Altoona got a runner in scoring position in the second, but stranded him there. They did it again in the third, and stranded him then. The Bay Sox got base hits in the third and fourth, but didn't get anyone into scoring position. And then in the fifth, Bowie finally broke through after leading off ground out, Heston Kerstad had a line drive single that hit off of the pitcher. Coby Mayo doubled over the head of the left fielder, and that put Kerstad to third. Cesar Prieto stepped in and needed just one pitch to give Bowie the lead. First pitch. And Prieto lines it to right field for a base hit. Kerstad scores. It's picked in right by Scott. Mayo nearly ran through the stop sign, but he's good. An RBI single for Cesar Prieto, and the Bay Sox lead 1-0. The Bay Sox have scored first in 11 of their 12 games this season. But that was the only run they would score because John Rhodes hit into a double play that ended the inning. The Bay Sox did not get another runner into scoring position all night. Dante Williams walked in the sixth, got doubled up. Heston Kerstad singled in the seventh. Cesar Prieto singled in the eighth. Ramon Rodriguez walked in the ninth, but they all got left at first or forced out on their way to second base. Meanwhile, in the fifth, the fourth and the fifth, as a matter of fact, Justin Armbruster was perfect. Six up, six down over that span. But in the sixth, after a flyout, he gave up a double and a walk. That was just enough for him to get pulled. Armbruster not too pleased about it. And Easton Lucas came in. Lucas walked the first batter he saw to load the bases, but a pop-out into foul territory and a ground-out stranded the bases loaded, kept Bowie up 1-0. Then in the bottom of the seventh, it was another tricky start. Connor Loprich came on. He walked the first batter he saw on four pitches. Gave up a single to Andres Alvarez to put them at first and second with none out. All Drew Maggi needed to do was just lay down a bunt, not even a bunt single, just a bunt. He could have sacrificed to put the tying run at third, but the Bay Sox and some fielding miscues gave Altoona more than that. As the 0-1, another square, and it's up the third base line. Going to be picked barehanded by Loprich. He bobbles, throws to first. It goes wide. This game's going to get tied. Sanchez scores. Alvarez is going to get held up as it's picked in right field. Bunt single, E1. It's a 1-1 game. That was not the only error in the inning, either. Matt Frazier, the next batter, struck out swinging, but as the ball hit the dirt, Ramon Rodriguez had to throw to first base. His throw to first base went high. Frazier got aboard, extending the inning a little bit further on what could have been the first out of the inning. Instead, loaded the bases still with none out. Henry Davis popped out to second base, and then Leover Peguero hit a sacrifice fly to give Altoona the lead. If that drop third strike had not been thrown away, then that sacrifice fly would not have existed. It just would have been the third out of the inning, and the game would have stayed tied. After that, though, Loprich was able to settle. He ended the inning with the bases loaded, kept it from there, just a 2-1 game, and then Tyler Burch came in and retired the side in order in the eighth. But in the ninth, the Bay Sox didn't get much against Noe Toribio, and they went down quietly, falling again 2-1. Your final box score, Bay Sox score one run on nine hits with three errors. Three errors, they left nine on base. Altoona scores two runs on only five hits, no errors. They also left nine on base. Travis McGregor is the winning pitcher. He moves to 2-0 in the year, while Connor Loprich takes the loss. He falls to 0-1. Noe Toribio picks up the save. It's his first of the season. Game was played in 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a paid attendance here at PNG Field in Altoona of 3,103. With the loss, the Bay Sox fall to 5-7 on the year. Their one-game winning streak is over, as Bowie is now 3-3 on the road and 1-3 in games decided by one run. With the win, Altoona moves to 5-7 as well. Their one-game losing streak is over. The Curve are now 2-4 at home and 1-1 in games decided by one run. Two sides meet again tomorrow, of course, and we'll preview that game in a bit, but now we break. When we come back, we'll look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. Check in on some out-of-town scores after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame on Capital Gold, WNAV.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back to Altoona one final time here from PNG Field. Bay Sox postgame continues to roll following a tough 2-1 loss for Bowie against the Curve. Three errors dooming the Bay Sox. Let's walk around the Eastern League first and foremost. A couple of games still in action. One game closed. It was a day game between Portland and Reading. They both had 8 hits, but Portland made the most of them, collecting 5 runs while they take down Reading 5-2. The Sea Dogs are 9-3 on the season, best record in the league. Akron, a 3-0 lead over Harrisburg in the bottom of the sixth. They've been just piecing them across a few innings, one in the first, one in the second, one in the fifth, while Harrisburg only has 1 hit. They're tied at 2 in Somerset. New Hampshire and the Somerset Patriots are in the bottom of the 6th right now. Erie has been building some space with Richmond. They're in the bottom of the 6th down at the Diamond. Erie leads 6-2. And then in the top of the 5th in Hartford, the Yard Goats are on top of Binghamton 1-0. Around the Orioles organization, one game already closed. Norfolk played a little bit earlier today, and they improved to 12-5 on the year with a 9-1 win over Rochester. Meanwhile, two games in action. Aberdeen having a tough time with Jersey Shore, a 4-spot in the second inning, gives the Blue Claws, a Phillies affiliate, a 5-1 lead after 5 innings. And then in the top of the 5th, Delmarva also having trouble with the Nationals affiliate Fredericksburg. They trail 6-1. But again, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and today it was not a pretty one. The Bay Sox fall to Altoona 2-1, despite collecting 4 more hits than them. It was 3 errors that really spelled the doom. Two sides back at it again tomorrow as the Bay Sox will once again try to even the series. A 6 o'clock first pitch. Cade Povich gets the start. Left-hander is 1-0 with a 2.25 ERA, and the right-hander Sean Sullivan will go for Altoona. He is 0-0, has not allowed an earned run yet this season. Again, a 6 o'clock first pitch for tomorrow, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 5:40 on Capital Gold WNAV. That's going to do it for us tonight from PNG Field in Altoona. This is Matt Sabata saying thank you so much for stopping by as the Bay Sox fall 2-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.